Hello, my name is Ashish Sharma and welcome to another edition of the Sport Intern Special, a series of podcasts in which we speak to the movers and shakers within the Olympic movement. In this episode, we had the opportunity for a sit-down chat with the president of the International World Games Association, José Perurena. A former competitor in canoe sprint, José led the Spanish team in the K4M 1000-meter event in the 1968 Olympic Games. And he was in Madrid recently for the IWGA General Assembly, where Sport Intern were able to catch up with him. Our conversation was dominated by the build-up to the World Games taking place in Birmingham, Alabama in July this year, a year later than scheduled in order not to avoid clashing with the Tokyo Olympics, which were postponed by a year due to the COVID pandemic. And José told Sport Intern that COVID is not a major concern for the organisers.
In my opinion, now in Birmingham, the mayor confirmed the COVID is down. It's not important in this moment in the city. All is not use mask. All activities in the transport, public transport, don't need mask. This means it's good, the standard. And it's clear this is big hard work to the city, because when you delayed one big competition like the World Games, you need all employees, you need to pay 1 year more. And you need the budget for this when they normally all the sponsor, all the help to the cities say, oh, sorry, I need more money because I need to continue, because in the moment when there are maximum employees in the organizing committee, because it's only for 1 year to start, we decided to delay it one, and you need a lot of more money. It's not only, okay, the athletes continue to train in 1 year more. The organizing committee is more easy for say, finish, I not continue, okay, we continue in Chengdu.
In that sense, how much was the, I suppose, the impact of Tokyo, because that was delayed by a year. Did you pick up anything from there in terms of how Tokyo 2022 was able to then pick itself up a year later and didn't lose a lot in terms of sponsorship or clients or stakeholders?
Well, it's not possible when comparison a Tokyo World Game, because the sponsor of Tokyo on the television is 1,000 million. It's totally different cover the television, but it's the same. The government, the Tokyo Japanese government make decisions to 1,000 employees to continue. Second problem, normally the employees 1 year before is a change other work, other job. He say, oh no, I need you 1 year more. He say, okay, broken the contract with you. It's complex, but finally I'm very happy because the BOC organized a very strong team. I visit only 1 month ago to Birmingham. All is in order, it's ready to start. It's clear Birmingham have one positive is have very good universities. Our athletes live in the university. This is why we start 7th of July, because the universities finish the end of June. There are 1 week to reallocate it. They start use a restaurant, rooms, and areas to entraining, local entraining, preparing to the competition, etc. Normally, we make reservation hotels. You need to cancel a contract to the hotel to delay for other year more. This is complex, but I visit all and all is ready. In the other hand, we delay 1 year. It's coming the new stadium, American football, for the opening closing ceremony. Is incredible, very modern stadium, and is open only 1 month ago.
How important are these World Games going to be for everyone, given we've had this pandemic, given for almost 18 months everything was shut down, and now slowly and slowly, you know, things are getting back to normal?
Well, there are two different visions around this. One is in relation with the athletes, okay? The athletes need one step clearly, right? If we guarantee where you continue to training in 1 year, we work for the U.S. state in this position, is very important. And the other hand is for the spectator, for the population, the citizen of Birmingham in general, need this explosion to move outside, go to the stadium to celebrate. There are many, many people need this system, the relationship all together and face to face in one important event. This is it's important, the multi-sport, a big game to show that the life is continue.
What about the issue surrounding Ukraine? I mean, we have the ongoing sporting ban for Russian and Belarusian athletes. Where is Ukraine going to fit in? Will Ukrainian athletes be taking part in Birmingham?
Yes, well, okay, we have first, we follow the recommendation to the IOC. If we decided inside the Security Committee not to compete in Russia and Belarus athletes in Birmingham. And
so that'll stay?
Yes, and reallocate these quotas to other athletes in other countries. In this moment is a qualified, we have 34 sport, 224 events, and in Ukraine is qualifying 82 events, 142 athletes. The best information is for the athletes is their federation, okay? I in personal relationship with Sergei Buka, because the President of the Olympic Committee, I have a very good relation, this is important, but clear is in this moment say to the International Federation, and they have athletes, Ukrainian athletes, what is the situation for these athletes? You choose one, the possibility of these athletes in training. If in training in one country, according with this, need to help to visa, because if you go to the other country, it's not possible to go to the different embassies. So, is one athlete offered to the Birmingham, like to go before the games to Birmingham, reallocated in different areas to in training? Our objective is the athletes, the Ukrainian authorities and the Olympic Committee, Sergei Buka, is say, okay, this athlete choice time to in training, to preparing in the best possibility. This means we have to help to in this position, not only this. In the city, after a proposal to the World Games Associated, they say, okay, $1 for all tickets, make a reservation to reconstruction the venues in Ukraine when finish the war.
Ah, yes, I wanted to ask you about that. So there is a decision to actually make a contribution of the ticket.
Contribution. Not only contribution to help to the athletes, because sure, in some cities, all the venues is destroyed. And the priority for the countries is to recuperate the country. Perhaps not the venues is the second level. So, okay, for this athlete, the possibility, different projects with this money is collecting for the Birmingham, $1, and all the population of Birmingham receive total information, say, okay, when you buy the one ticket, $1 for this ticket, move to Ukraine and reconstruction venues.
This is a very interesting, innovative initiative that you guys have. What kind of feedback response are you getting for that?
It's very good. It's incredible. All the population in Birmingham, including outside to the Birmingham, buy the tickets to help.
And I believe that Lionel Richie will be.
Oh, incredible.
That's a great big name to get.
Wow, no, yes. Lionel Richie decided to come into the closing ceremony for us because he born in Birmingham. It's incredible because the decision is coming is free. It's incredible. It's incredible because who is possible to pay stay in the stadium 3 or 4 hours for this professional is incredible. It's in the top. Yeah. Sanger consequently is I think is he like contribution with his city. This is when the information is about the goal games.
It shows how important this is.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely, because this is demonstrate the normal life is coming after the games.
And I don't know whether this was discussed at your AGM, but there was talk, I know, in the build-up to it about plans to create a new multi-sport event. Yeah. Was there any more discussion on that? What sort of stages are we at?
We have in the agenda 2020 to the IOC's COBA. We have a memorandum to the IOC. We have the memorandum, but we need in advance one step more. We have good product. The goal game is consolidate one product in the market. But this product is every 4 years. But in the middle, what happened? It's not possible, according with the calendar, repeat the goal game is every 2 years. It's a nice dream, but it's not, the reality is not possible because the calendar is very complex. This is only possible and inside the IOC winter and summer, but not for us. But this flash to the games in 3 days in one weekend, choice one group the sports similar, but only one conditions, to modify the system to the rules, because it's clear in the future if we like to continue the youth, you need change it very fast the rules, and these rules is only possible if you know is playing this system into the games. Because I put one example, when FIFA decided 3-4-3, because all the people following television, but it's impossible in any country have 2 meter or more than 2 meter athletes, right? But 3-3 is very dynamic, and now is all the 200 countries in the world have 3-3, because the rule is very simple. The competition is only one area, very simple, and two friends. You have 40 years, or you have 20 years, or boys, it's possible this competition. Consequently, this is the philosophy. Okay, you come in to competing here, but not possible competing in a team, 15 athletes or two other 15 athletes. No, you choose the rules, you modify, because it's clear the future, the younger people follow not by television, follow by stream. In stream, it's not possible 3 hours in the mobile or 3 hours in the tablet. You need to change the rules very fast, the competition, because this is the new generation going this direction. And this is the opportunity in these multi-series, they offer this possibility. And the China government...
So what is the time frame for that? Is
No. We start, it's clear it's not possible the next year. We start with Horizon, the view is about 27, because we need the 25. Our we were clearly to Chengdu in China, and the 27 this possibility, but this possibility is not go immediately. If we push to all the international federation, renovate the rules, competition rules, perhaps change it or mix teams, etc., because there are this is the time to show our members, the international federation, the capacity of our members to evolutions, not revolution but evolution.
Well, that was Jose Barrena, the president of the International World Games Association. Next week, in part two, we'll hear from Jose about his main sporting passion of canoeing, as well as his thoughts on virtual games. Don't forget, you can get all the latest news from the world of sport by subscribing to the Sport Inter newsletter, produced every day, Monday to Friday. So, until next time, stay safe.